Blog Talk Radio.
trust you with our whole life. We trust you with our family. We trust you with our ministry, God. We trust you with our finances, God. We trust you with everything, God. In a place that you find us lacking, God, we ask you to build us up. In a place that you find us lacking, God, we ask you to teach us how to step up on what you give, put in us, oh God. God, we're asking you to be God. God, cover America. Cover the election. Let the people know they still have time to register. They still have time to ask for a mail-in ballot. God, with everything and every trick that the enemy is bringing up, because you said we are not ignorant of same devices, oh God. I'm asking you, God, to touch the people's heart and mind, and I'm asking the people to be open to allow you to touch their heart and mind, to hear you. God, give us ears to hear what the word of God is saying to us. Give us ears to hear what you are speaking to us, God. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Because, God, we're in a place right now that this world is trying to push you out. But, God, I'm asking everyone that's listening and looking at this ministry on tonight to push God even the more. Push him out there even the more. Even if people don't want to hear you, let your light show that you're living by the word of God. Let when they hear your conversation, you're speaking what the word of God says. You're carrying yourself as a saint of God. God, this is not the time for the church or the people to hide, but this is the time for us to have a boldness in you, O Lord, and step up and step forth. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Okay, let's get started. I'm excited. I hope you all excited. I'm excited like, I'm going to show you something. Like I was going to eat this last Intimate Donut. That's how excited I am. So I'm hoping you get excited. I want you all to know, you know, when it comes to the Intimate, that dessert, that little donut, we know it's sweet and it tastes good. But that's what God is. He's sweet. And he's like honey. His word is like honey. I want you all to know that the word that God has put in me tonight has been sweet in my life because I'm just going to share something with you all. We know that we started off with saying Matthew 6 and 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So what I did was I said, okay, God, you gave me Psalms 121. I said, God, how many times in your word it says to seek the kingdom of God? Now, I know it says seek God, and it tells us to seek his wisdom. It tells us to seek different things about God, but I wanted to know how many times I can find in the word. And if you all know more, please help me. But I found it also in Luke 12, the chapter 12, verse 31. It says, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." So if it's told me twice to seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto me, like I said, it could be added the desire to get well. It could be added the desire to have love for others. It could be added where you have the desire to be quiet. Is that you? I know at one point I had to learn how to be quiet. I'm going to tell on myself. I had to learn how to be quiet. I had to tell myself, shut up. Don't nobody need your two cents. So sometimes, you know, we have to know the things that we need added unto us. We have to know when these things that are going to be added unto you may be saying, don't buy everything you see. You know, don't be a hoarder. Or if you have been a hoarder, you have so much stuff. Tell on yourself. You can give it away. I ain't say sell it. I said bless somebody with it. Give it away. So that's what we need to do. Add unto you, where you will be Christ like in someone else's life because you added unto them stuff they needed. I ain't say stuff you just throwing away. Stuff you bought or stuff you have, you know it's in good condition or you never used it, add it to someone else. Be a blessing to someone else. You know, you may have a car. I'm going to use that example. And the reason I'm going to use that as an example, because, see, at one time, I needed a car. And I know the word of God says, speak those things as though they were. And I was speaking to a friend of mine, Pastor Deborah Blackshear, and I was saying, Pastor, I'm going to trust God that he's going to make somebody give me a car. I say, because right now, I don't have a car, and I'm tired of kind of asking people to let me use their car because it seemed like whenever I really, really need it, they want their car back, even though it's just sitting in front of the house or back of the house or whatever. They needed their car back. So I said, I'm going to trust God. He's going to make somebody give me a car, not knowing that somebody was listening because I said, girl, I wouldn't care if it was a 95 Honda Civic. I'm joking. But in my heart, at that time, it was 2004, I really wanted a Lexus. But see, that's not what came out of my mouth. What came out of my mouth was, I wouldn't care if it was a 95 Honda Civic. So a friend of mine, a doctor, he blessed me with a 95 Honda Civic. Because, see, I spoke those things because I was, in a way, I could say I was trying God because at that time I had, I was at the beginning of trying, not now, like I am now, but at that time I was trying to be saved. I was trying to live a saved life. And it's not that I was testing God. I was putting a request out there to God that I really didn't believe. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell on myself, and I'm going to be honest. Minister Margot taught me to tell on myself. So I'm going to tell on myself and be honest. I really didn't think it would happen. I really thought I was going to have to save money and, in other words, do it for God, make, you know, bless myself. But this doctor blessed me with a 95 Honda Civic. And y'all just don't know. That car was a blessing to me for many years. Even when I could afford to get a car, I kept that car until I couldn't keep it no more. I drove that car till I almost had 200,000 miles or more on it. But God had blessed me with this car through someone else because I spoke those things. Those things will be added unto you. That let me know then that God was in control. Because the doctor said to me, do you go to church? And I said, yeah, I go to church. He said, what's the name of your church? And I told him, at that time I was going to No Cross, No Crown. He said, well, I want to give the car to the church so the church can bless you. I told you God blessed me. Because, see, he could have just said, I'm going to give you this car. But he said, I'm going to give the car to the church so the church could bless you. Now, he didn't know that I was putting that request before God. I was just speaking to my friend, Pastor Deborah Blackshear. And when I got the car, yeah, I know I have to look at you because, you know, sometimes we ain't never satisfied. But when I got the car, I said, Lord, if I knew you was listening to me, I would have asked for that Lexus. But I heard in my spirit, you didn't. So I got what I asked for. These things shall be added unto you. So with that being said, know that when you're in a situation and in a place, you're seeking God, you're seeking the kingdom, know that God hears what you're saying and know that God is listening. Now, are you listening when God tells you what to do? Now, that's a whole nother question that's a, what Apostle Elect Cecilia say, that's a whole nother ministry. Are you listening? I had to learn how, when I talked to God, I had to talk to him in expectation. Because that same friend I was talking to, Pastor Blackshear, had told me before I had even made the request, because I heard her, but I wasn't listening. I'm going to pause so you all can hear me again. I heard her, but I wasn't listening. She had shared something with me that said, Sylvia, I was praying for you, and God told me to tell you, ask him for whatever you want. He'll give it to you. I said, oh, okay, Pastor, I'm going to do that. Now, at this time, Pastor Blackshear wasn't a pastor yet. She was a saved, sanctified woman that was a minister, and she was striving to be doing God's work 100%. But she said to me, God told me to tell you to ask him for what you want. He'll give it to you. And like I said, I just said, okay, Pastor. I said, ooh, I said, okay, God. Now, just that quick, my ears had forgot what I heard. My ear gates had forgot what I heard. And a little bit later, I began to speak. I don't care if I get a 95 Honda Civic. And that's what I got, a 95 Honda Civic. Because I did not take God really at his word. I'm saying that because, see, I'm going someplace else with this thing. Like you say, Minister Margo, look at God. God will bless you when you think you're trying to be funny. God will bless you. And he will take exactly what you asked him for and give it to you. That's why it said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm sorry. I'm going to repeat that. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now let's go into Luke 12 and 31. Okay? But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, it says in 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And 12 and 31, it says, but rather seek. See, I could have been seeking anything else first, but I'd rather seek God first. You see what I'm trying to say? Not just seek him first, but out of all the things you seek, rather you seek God. After you find God, after you get saved, still seek God. Seek him first, seek him second, seek him always. And then once I learned how to seek God first, and when I got into situations in my life, sick, homeless, going through situations, out of work, but had a job, but it was out of work because I was sick. I was on medical leave. When I was going through all those things, I still had to trust God. And I'm going to tell you, I was seeking God. That's when the rather seek, okay, this is when the rather seek came in, because when I was out on a medical leave from 2012 to 2018, do you know my job fired me 3 times? Yeah. Registered letter, regular mail, and when I went to see Employee Health Service, they not only fired me under Sylvia Kaiser, they fired me under Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and then they fired me under Sylvia Wright. So they fired me under all three of my names. 2 names and a combined name. They fired me. But at the same time that they fired me, they had to come to their sister and say, this woman on medical leave, you can't fire her. If you fire her, she would never have to work again because she will be getting paid. I kind of wish they never came to their sisters, but they did. But that's another whole story, as Apostle Elect would say. Now, during that season of my life, what I was going through, I still said, I trust God. I trust God when the payments had stopped and they meet once a month and decide if they're going to do your renewal, which I didn't understand. I was out sick from a stroke and stuff. And what did you have to renew? I was going to be out sick until they released me to go back to work. So with me being out sick, about four or five times my payments didn't come through. They tried to make me qualify for payments every 4 months, which was kind of hard because when I first got sick, it took almost a year for my payments to come through, but I still said I'm going to trust God. Even though I lost everything, I still said I'm going to trust God. Even though I found out who my true friends was, I still said I'm going to trust God. And I thank God for those that did stay by my side. Now, what I found out then is Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. That's one. Two says, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Three says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. That's three. Now four says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. That's four. Now five says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. That's five. Six says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. That's six. Seven says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. That's seven. Now eight, the final verse says, the Lord shall preserve thy going and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now, I read that to say, when I was going through all that stuff with my job when I was sick, see, I'm not even at the place of thanking God for the things that's happening now because I'm still thanking him for yesterday, yesteryear, back then. I'm still thanking him for there, that point. When I was going through that situation, I had to realize every time something happened, I would just look up and say, God, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it sounded like. God, I trust you. Because one thing I will say, out of all the things I went through, y'all know one thing I did not go through. I'm going to give you a minute to think. Y'all know one thing I did not lose. I need 10 minutes to think. I ain't losing no weight. So that lets you know right there, God said he would be my keeper. I might have lost a lot of things, but I ain't lose no weight. I wanted to, but I didn't. Because it's not like I didn't have nothing to eat. I had plenty to eat. So I'm saying that to say, when you really look at Psalms 121, when you lift up your eyes to the hill, you find out your help coming from the Lord. That's verse 2. Once you find out your help coming from the Lord, you find out that the Lord will not slumber. That's 3. And 4 says, nor sleep. 3 says, will not slumber. 4 says, shall neither slumber nor sleep. So when I was reading this last week, I said, okay, God told me no matter what, I speak those things as though they were, and I lift up my eyes to the hill for which cometh my help. He said, just keep trusting him. He coming. For the Lord is my help. He's coming. Then he told me in verse 3, he would not suffer my foot to be moved, neither would he slumber. I didn't say he just said I wouldn't lose nothing. Sometimes he had to take things from you just to see if you're true about what you're saying, what you're claiming. I said, God, I'm going to trust you. No matter what, God, I'm going to trust you. I had to keep trusting him, even in that place. I had to keep trusting him. My son said something to me yesterday. He said, Ma, God is so good. God is so good to us. I remember when we used to live in a truck, a U-Haul truck. And I said, you remember that, baby? He said, yeah. Now, that blessed me that he even knows that God was good to us, that he don't have to worry about new memories because he's still thanking God for the old memories, how he brought us out of the U-Haul truck. Some of y'all ain't hearing me. But anyway, I'm telling you what God did for me. You know, when I seek ye first the kingdom of God, when I rather seek the kingdom of God, I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to help somebody help themselves because I'm trying to share with you what I was taught. Trust God with all things. Trust God with everything. Trust God with anything. Once I found out that God would not slumber, that he would not slumber nor sleep, he let me know that he wouldn't rest, nor would he get tired. Nobody go to sleep on me. So whenever I call, he was always waiting. He was always there. You know, a lot of times we don't always give God, as Minister Margot say, praise our God. We don't always give God the praise. We don't always give him his due glory. We don't always give him his acknowledgement because a lot of times we don't want to tell nobody because we don't know how they're going to look at us. I did nothing, but I turned it over to Jesus, as the song said, and he worked it out. I turned it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. I gave it all to God, and he worked it out. I didn't have to try to figure how I was going to work it out because I knew if I worked it out, it would be messed up more than it was. But because of what God did for me, because he did not sleep or slumber, he did not rest or take a nap on me. He told me he was my keeper. He was my shade. And what does shade do? It protects you. Yes. Shade protects you from the sun. Shade protects you from different things, how you can stand in the shade and not be seen, something happening, you can stand off. God said that he would be my shade. In other words, he told me he was going to protect me. Upon thy right hand. He told me he would not smite me by day nor night. He wouldn't leave me. He wouldn't let nothing hurt me. He'd kill me. God, he protected me. He told me that he would preserve me from all evil. He would preserve my soul because I trusted him. Even living in a truck, even being homeless, God didn't let nothing evil come upon me nor my son. I'm hoping y'all hearing me. Even knowing that, he said he would protect my goings and he would protect my comings, even then and forevermore, even to this day. So once I understand that seeking the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and when he will add all these things unto me, he added unto me that when I look to the hills, when I lift up my eyes and look to the hills, that he was going to be my help and he was coming, that he would not slumber nor sleep, that he would not let anything come upon me because he was going to be my protector. He was my keeper. He was my shade. He let me know that nothing was going to hurt me by day or night. He let me know this is the things that was added, that he would preserve me. He would preserve my soul. He would keep all evil from me. He taught me that in this place, when I'm preserving you, I'm preserving your son. Because, see, he was showing my son that I was teaching him how to trust God and how to pray and talk to God and ask Him for things. He was teaching him even at that young age, you can ask me, you can talk to me, you can depend on me. He was teaching us that when I'm going out, when, okay, this is a going out, you're going out to sleep, you're waking up, you're coming to yourself, you're coming in, whether it's work or house or the store, or whatever. He was teaching us something. So I said all that to say that a lot of times we have to understand that, excuse me, when we trust God and we seek His righteousness and we seek His kingdom, we seek Him, we have to understand when we're seeking help, we're seeking protection, we're seeking His glory, we're seeking His praise. What I mean by His praise is that if God loves you enough, He would say, no, you can't do that. Like He did with Job, He told Satan, you can touch his body, do whatever, but you can't kill him. Well, I mean, you know, hope, maybe praise isn't the right word, but because I praise God, I know God inhabits the praise of His people. I praise God fully, and I hope I didn't use it in a wrong meaning that you could take it and run with it and say something, because if I did, you all, I apologize. Because what I meant by that is that when you trust God with everything, no matter how little it is, no matter how big it is, when you trust God with everything, you can't go wrong. You cannot find yourself in a place that you will not get any answers. Now, you may not get them when you want them. Now, mind you, it took me quite a while to get a place. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That's right, Minister Margo. And I was saying, it took me a little while to get a place. And when I got the place and I moved into a neighborhood, God protected me. He kept all harm, evil, danger, and death from me and my son, because my son's a big boy, tall, thick, he played football, and we was living on the west side in the Austin area. A lot of things was going on. But God had put on my heart, because He had Prophet Graham prophesied to me when my son was about 8, 9 years old. He said God told me that I had to protect my son. I couldn't allow him to go anywhere, everywhere, and with any and everybody. God said his blood would be on my hands. He said, because God has a work for him to do. Now, this prophet did not know that my son's nickname when he played football was Man of God. You know, a lot of the little boys was called Beast, Killer, Pee-wee, you know, Monster, all kind of stuff. But I named my son Man of God because I know then that he had to set an example of who and what we believed in. I know that he needed to let people know that he wasn't around here calling himself Killer and all that stuff. Now, don't get me wrong for those that use that name, but see, I had an assignment with my son to do what God told me to do, because, see, I was seeking the kingdom of God, and seeking the kingdom of God meant my son was my seed, and that was the seed God blessed me with that was added unto me, okay? So when the prophet told me I had to protect him, I gave him that nickname, and that nickname caused him to play in the championship for the football team he was playing for. And on that night that he played, that I'm talking about in the championship, he was intercepting. He was sacking the quarterback, and on the back of his jersey, his nickname was Man of God. So the commentator kept saying, Man of God got another interception. Man of God got another touchdown. Man of God did this. Man of God did that. So this one lady said, Man of God? Who named their child, man? Who would call their child Man of God? So me being me, I jumped up and said, Me. And she said, Oh, I ain't mad at you. I said, Okay. Now, we came back to play in another tournament. Them same little boys that was called Killer and all that stuff, they came back with names like Deacon, Bishop, Minister, Pastor, Reverend. See, that right there had set a precedent that other children and other parents saw what that caused. That calling my son the Man of God and putting him out there, God blessed us with, he went to Urban Prep. Yeah. He got accepted. I tried to apply for all different type of high schools, but my son told me, he said, Mom, you can apply to Whitney Young, you can apply to all them schools you want to. He said, but I'm going to Urban Prep. He applied to one school, and he got accepted. No other school. Because he told me he had asked God. Not only that, he went to a charter school. And this school, they had one opening, and I missed it. They had one opening left, and I missed it. But the lady I was talking to, she said, you know what? Her name was Miss Morgan. She said, show up anyway when school starts on Monday at such and such time. She said, who knows? I'm closing the door at the exact time that it says on the paper. It was in the Austin Voice. She said, if somebody don't show, you'll get that spark. Now, just think if I hadn't been praying and asking God, because God showed me that program, but I called it the last day of it, but I still called the number right before it was time to shut down. Anyway, I showed up at school, and he got the last slot because somebody didn't show up on time. Ain't that God? All these things shall be added unto you. Now, during that time he was in this school, it only had fourth through sixth grade. Each year they would add a year, like third grade, seventh grade. By the time he got in eighth grade, but before he got there, he had a teacher. This teacher fell in love with him named Rhonda Greer. She fell in love with him. And she put him in a program that was called C2C. It's a program where first generation go to college. But anyway, he ended up getting a four-year free ride through school. And because he asked God, I asked God, and God came through. Because all these things shall be added unto you when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And because of those things, I know that God grants my request. I know that God hears my prayer. I know that God hears my son's prayer because we're seeking him first. We're seeking his kingdom first. We're seeking his righteousness first. And we're lifting up our eyes because we know from which cometh our help. And I'm saying all that to say, God has no respect to person. If God did it for me, he'll do it for you. Your story may not be my story. You may have a whole nother story. You know, you ain't got to be like whatever the next, somebody Betty. She always, well, my story worse than that. No, I don't want to know if your story worse than that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that God has no respect of person. And it's in his word that anybody and everybody can pick his word up and read it for themselves. Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm going to flip it back over. Luke 12 and 31, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm just trying to say, a lot of times we go to God on what somebody else said. Get a personal relationship with God. so that when you lift up your eyes to the hills, God's coming with your help. Get a personal relationship with God. Don't let nobody tell you, oh, God, this, God, that. When I hear people say, do it take all that shouting, it do for me. Do it take all that tongue talking, it do for me. Why you got to do all that? Because, see, you must have had my, you know, we got four fingers on each hand and two thumbs, and we say 10. Maybe you ain't had 10-plus situations you'd have been in your lifespan. Maybe you ain't had no situations that you had to go to God about. Now, I'm not even talking about family problems. I'm just talking about my personal problems. Because I'm telling you, I have a personal relationship with God. Because I seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because, see, these things that God's adding unto me, I want deliverance. I want breakthrough. I want healing. I want my mind set on Jesus. I want God to touch my heart. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you need. But I'm telling you, if you get into Matthew 6 and 33, or if you like the way it says it in Luke 12 and 31, do all that. But come on back to Psalms 121. Lift up those eyes. I'm telling you, God is good. Every day, and every day I find God to be good. For his ways are not our ways, nor is his thoughts our thoughts. But I tell you what God is. God is love, and God loves us. If you just give God a chance, repent of your sins, and let God deal with you and deliver you daily. Don't worry about what somebody else is going through. Don't worry about how long. I'm still in a place that I should. Been in for a long time. I was going to say shouldn't be in, but I really should. I'm still in certain places. But one thing I'm going to tell you, keep trusting God. Trust God with your whole heart. Don't worry about when somebody say, girl, I remember when you used to, or man, I remember when you used to. God said he threw your sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. When somebody can always bring up your past, leave them there, because you pressing forth. You pressing towards the mark. Of the high calling of God. Leave them where they're at. Don't let nobody keep trying to pull you back. Remember earlier I said out of all the things I lost, I didn't lose no weight. I bet you I ain't still holding on to those clothes I used to wear. I'm not trying to live in what I used to be. I'm trying to live where God has taken me. You know, I remember a time all my hair was one color. Look at that. I got a couple of colors in my hair right now. You know, but I'm trying to let God show me that my latter days will be greater than my first. I'm trying to see what God has in store for me because I'm seeking him first. I'm seeking his kingdom first. I'm seeking his righteousness first. I'm seeking God because I want God to have complete and total control over my life. Because some of you all that know me know there's been a great change in my life. There's nothing I have done, but because I gave God control, I've learned, and I'm still learning how to listen. I'm listening for what God is saying to me. Sometimes we may find it hard to not say nothing. You know, we're human. We're hard-headed. But right away, God, forgive me. I know I shouldn't have said that. I know I shouldn't have did that, God, but I don't dot every I and cross every T. I'm not perfect. My word said none is perfect, only one is perfect, and that's whose kingdom I'm seeking. That's whose righteousness I'm seeking. I'm seeking my God. So I would like to say I hope you all enjoyed the program on tonight. I'm going to ask Blog Talk if anyone's on the line, if they have anything to say while we're also on Facebook, and then I'll make my closing remarks, and then we'll go from there. Blog Talk, is there anyone on the line that would like to have anything to say?
Delicious.
Say that again, please.
Delicious.
Oh, thank you, Apostle Alexa said. She said delicious. Thank you, Missionary Linda Handy. I'm so glad you joined in tonight. I'm just saying I thank God. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to have anything to say tonight? Okay, well, is there anyone else on Facebook would like to have anything to say? I just want you all to know, at this time and age and everything that we're going through in this world, we need to know. Thank you. I'm going to say Willie. Thank you all for listening and enjoying. I thank you so much. I just want you all to know, with all the fun we're having out here and the things we're doing, let's not forget about God. Because I'm going to tell you, I still ride my motorcycle. I still listen to my music. I still enjoy life. But one thing I try to make sure I enjoy it to the level that I don't disrespect the body of Christ. I don't disrespect God. And one thing I want you all to know, too, become a person that has a teachable spirit. Become where when you come into the place of saints, be willing to listen, be willing to learn. If you don't have a church, right now with the corona, there's a lot of churches on TV, a lot of churches on Facebook. Pastor Hatter, he does Facebook. Missionary Linda Handy is on the line. She has a prayer line. I'm sorry I don't have the information, but Missionary Handy, if you would put it on Facebook so they could get your prayer line and stuff, I would appreciate that. She has a church called Missionary Church of God in Christ. That's the church I grew up in on 69th and Union, 711 West 69th Street. See, I still remember that address. I grew up in that church. It's a Church of God in Christ. I just want you all to know, it's at a time like this, I told you a couple of weeks ago, I woke up with a song in my heart that says, at a time like this, we need a Savior. I could not think of the rest of the song. All I could hear in my heart and my spirit, times like this, we need a Savior. That's all I could hear. But Apostle Alexa Kaiser put on my Facebook page, I'm sorry, she texted me, the complete words to the song. What you say, Minister Margo? Thank you for sharing your testimony and lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes. You know, Minister Margo, my testimony is just that. I had caught myself in a place. I realized I was in a place. But at the same time I realized I was in a place, I realized I needed a Savior. I realized that through this, I couldn't turn back. I couldn't backslide. I had to be like Lot when God told them, don't look back. I didn't want to be like his wife. I didn't want to look back because there was nothing back there I wanted. I had to keep moving forward. I had found myself in a place where I needed a Savior. I needed to make sure that the words I had started speaking out of my mouth that was showing that I was anchored in the Lord. I needed to be anchored in the Lord. That was the only way I came out of it. And with me being in the place that I was, God brought me out. But I'm letting people know, don't put God on no microwave time schedule. See, sometimes God has to know that you're for real. When you say, God, I'm going to trust you, God going to see how you're going to trust him. Some things he's going to do right away, like the blessing me with the car, he did right away. But far as me finding a place to stay, that took a little while because I needed to show God that even though I'm right here, I'm not going to try to go over here and find old sugar daddy or sweet daddy. I'm not going to go over here. God, I'm going to trust you. Even through being sick and going through what I was going through, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to go over here because I know I can get it. Because, see, people think at a certain age, everything over. No. Sometimes it's worse. But it's what do you want, what you going to do. Trust God. Don't trust what you know. Trust God. Don't trust what you think. Trust God. Matthew 6:33. This is our foundational scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, I want you all to know I love you with the love of the Lord. I thank you all for the love you showed me tonight so that I know people were out there. I thank you for the comments. I just thank you for being faithful and listening to this ministry that we are a part of, Dr. Serena Wright, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Margo McCoy, Prophet Antoine Thomas, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. If you look on the screen now, Missionary Linda Handy says the number is area code 605-313-4814. It's a conference number. The code is 647-147. Every Friday at 6 p.m. and every Sunday at 1. I'm assuming that's p.m. So if you all want to call in for a prayer line, you all want to be a part of a ministry, we're giving information out. It's a lot of stuff people are putting out here, but I want people to be encouraged. I want us to encourage people by letting them know you don't have to not serve God. You don't have to not let people know you want to serve God. You don't even have to be ashamed to let people know you desire to serve God. Because I'm telling you, until you make that decision, don't be surprised if you stay in the mess that you're in. Mess is just that mess. But I'm telling you, God is so good. If God could turn my life around, see, y'all need to know. You're welcome, missionary. That's what Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser said. She said, Renee, we got to start promoting God's ministry. Because, see, everybody ain't in the same location. And you need to let people know God got people over here. You know how we be on TV, or they be on TV, they tell you how good this Dove liquid is and how good this soap is and how this chicken tastes. I'm going to tell you how good the Lord is, and I'm going to tell you about men and women of God that I know the word of God, know how good God is, and going to teach you to get to God, teach you how to get to God. Because, see, a lot of times people think all they got to do is just say, oh, I love the Lord. Get in this right here. Get in this book. Get in this book. That will teach you about God. Y'all, I have an anointing to talk. May not be anointed to sing, but I would love to talk with you all night. But I'm going to go back to what I was saying. Please copy that down. If you need to go back on my page later to get that information from Missionary Handy, Linda Handy's page for her prayer line. You could also, her church is at 711 West 69th Street on Sunday. I'm not for sure of the church time. I don't even know if they're joining right now because of the COVID. But Pastor Troy Thomas, you can follow his page, Servant Troy Thomas, and he will tell you about what days and time they're having service. I think the address, I don't want to quote it because I think I'm going to mess it up, 4433 West Madison. I'm not for sure. The Zion Church. I just saw a flyer earlier today, and I didn't get a chance to memorize it. But please go on his page. He has a word from the Lord. Prophet Antoine Thomas, please go on his page. He has a word from the Lord also. Please come back and join us on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandy Kaiser. They will be bringing forth the word from Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. Linda Handy said, not meeting at this time, only on conference. Please call on their conference line, and I'm sure they will give you the information when they will start meeting. You got to start somewhere in God. Start now. Start now. We're giving you opportunities. We're giving you times and places that you can learn about the Lord. You can feed your spirit with the Word of God. We're here on Monday nights. Blog Talk Ministries is also here on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Monday will be the second Monday of August. It is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas night. Please tune in on Monday night. Next Friday, which will be the second Friday of the month, that would be Prophet Antoine Thomas. He will be at this time slot next Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in. That man of God has a word in his mouth. And I want you all to know that God is doing a new thing right now in the body of Christ. Y'all grab a hold while you can. Everybody's not a big hat. Everybody's not a big eye. Everybody's not a baseball cap, and everybody's not a little T. Join in. There's work for your hands, the Word of God says. Find something to do. Whatever your hands, find something to do. Get in the Word of God. Your work is needed. Even if it's just letting somebody hear you say, praise the Lord. God's mercies are new every morning. I thank God. Every morning when you wake up, please let the first thing come out your mouth is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm learning how to say every day, God, I invite you into my life on today. Every day I have to invite God into my life because I know once I go outside that door, the enemy is going to and fro seeing who he may devour. I'm telling you all, I read to you all tonight out of Psalms 121, go back and read it yourself. He said he would keep all evil from you. Y'all better hear what the word said. Psalms 121, 1 through 8, read it. Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Luke 12 and 31, rather seek God. Rather seek him first. I'm telling you, get in the Word. That's all I got to say, get in the Word. And you will find that God is true to his Word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, will he not do it? And if he do it, shall it not be good? Y'all better know this God I'm talking about is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. I'm going to say good night, everybody. Please tune in. Look at this again. Go back and get Missionary Linda Handy's phone number and code for the Friday 6 p.m. service and the Sunday 1 p.m. service. Good night, love. Love you all.